USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is vowing to fight back against every subpoena that's issued by Democrats in the House. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Speaking with reporters outside the White House on Wednesday morning, President Trump called Democratic investigative efforts nonsense and said of the subpoenas that have been issued,
"The subpoena is ridiculous."
He argued that the probe by Special Counsel Robert Mueller was the most thorough investigation in history and that it found no collusion or obstruction. He says Congress needs to get back to work.
Get back to infrastructure, get back to lowering drug prices. That's what we should be doing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Trading was down on Wall Street. The Dow Jones was down 59 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison inside the United States, on extradition request from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
Police in Illinois say the body of a 5-year-old boy, whose parents reported him missing last week, was found nearby, wrapped in plastic and buried in a shallow grave.
Once presented with the evidence obtained by investigators, both Joanne and Andrew Sr. provided information that ultimately led to the recovery, what we believe is the recovery, of deceased subject AJ.
The parents have been arrested for many charges, including murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Herman Cain is not going to the Fed. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the reasons why.
Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is speaking out as to why he decided to withdraw his nomination for consideration for a seat on the Fed Reserve's board. Cain tells Fox Business,
"After I looked at all of the factors involved, which took about a month, and collected all of the information, the straw that broke the camel back was a discussion that I had with two administration staffers who told me all of the things that I could not do if I became a Federal Reserve Board governor. I could not run my business, I could not pursue my business interests, and I had to be non-political, I had to be politically correct in anything I said, or be nonpartisan. That's like taking a racehorse, putting him in the stable, and not letting him run. That just didn't fit with who I am, Maria. That was one of the biggest reasons. And one of the other biggest reasons was that today, as the new voice CEO, I have maximum flexibility for what I say, when I say it, who I criticize. I can be as partisan as I want to, but if I'm a Federal Reserve Board governor, all of that goes away, and I have very, very, very limited flexibility."
The measles outbreak is closing in on 700 cases, the largest number in this country in 25 years. Public health experts say some communities have low vaccination rates because of the spread of bad information, especially the defunct myth that the MMR vaccine causes autism. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.